Have you ever asked yourself, why can't I save money? And found yourself wondering about the reasons why? Most of us have been there. In fact, less than 40% of the adults have enough savings to cover at least 10,000 rupees on emergency fund. Now, the concept of having a simple but the actual act can be hard for some. If you can't save money, it's important to assess and realize why you are not able to save money. Hi and welcome to today's episode. I am your host Satish Kumbhar, and if you have not yet hit the subscribe button so that you never miss out another episode, go ahead and do it right now. Friends, in today's episode, let us see why you are unable to save money. So don't get stuck in the I can't save money mindset. Use the list to figure out what your pain points are and how to combat them so that you can start saving. So here are the 10 reasons why you can't save money. So what I want you to do is grab your pen and papers and note down these points and try to analyze and assess why are you not able to save money. Now, to be able to save money and do it consistently, you have to take control over your finances. Once you determine why, you can implement changes and start saving. Let's dive into the reasons for your burning questions. Why can't I save money? Number one, you don't have a budget. A big reason why you can't save money is that you don't have a plan for your money. Don't feel bad. I can't save money either. If I don't budget, without a budget, it is difficult to keep track of your money. You are able to manage your money better when you know where is it going. Budgeting makes it easy to see your income in relation to your expense and determine how much you are able to save. Having a budget also allows you to see where you can cut back on spending and save instead. To switch to passively expending money to actively managing your finances, create a budget that fits your needs. Make a list of all your income and expenses and the amount of each. Don't forget to include savings in your budget as well. Creating a plan for your money puts you in a control and is an important step in being able to save money consistently. Number two, you can't save money because you have a lot of debt. Making payment towards debt takes away all the amount of money that you're able to save. Whether your debt is due to necessity or a bad decision, repayment ties up your income and is a reason why you can't save money. Now, often you get into a cycle of debt and makes saving even more difficult. You're paying off debt instead of saving. So when your expense comes up, you have to take no more debt to cover the expense because you don't have the saving for it. Taking on more debt means more payments, and so this cycle repeats itself. Since you have to make these payments, use your budget to figure out where you can make cuts so that you are able to afford to pay off your debts and save. Number three, you are living beyond your means. When your expense overweight your income, it is an impossible way to save. You can't save money because you're spending more than you are bringing in and you don't have anything available to save. It is very easy to spend more than you afford when you have credit cards and treat them like cash or income. Making purchases that stretch the limits of what you can afford doesn't seem too bad when you can't see the cash leaving your hand or your bank account. There are many areas where you can change your habits and cut back on your expenses. Your housing cost may be too high or what you can comfortably afford. Maybe you are eating too often out or overspending on shopping. Looking through your bank's and credit card statement will help you determine whether areas where you are overspending. Give yourself a spending limit via your budget curbs your spending and you will hopefully prevent overspending. You can't save money while spending more than you're bringing in and living beyond the means. Number four is you don't earn enough money. So far we talked about finding areas where you can cut back and save money, but you may be thinking, I can't save money because I don't have enough. It is true that you can only do so much in terms of cutting expenses. If you cut back to all or to your basic bare bones expenses and you can't still save money, it's time to increase your income. You can increase your income by negotiating a raise, starting a side hustle or a side business or some passive income stream, creating a stream of passive income, or moving to a job that comes along with a higher package or a pay increase. Being in a position where you out earn your living expenses will make it easier for you to begin saving more money consistently. Number five is you can't save money because saving is not a priority. Now understand this point very clearly. If you aren't where you want to be financially, then you may think that you should put off saving until you're in a better situation or making more money. You can't save money because you haven't built that habit and saving into priority. Saving isn't a priority for you. Saving something, even if a small amount, builds the muscle of the habit will already be formed when your financial situation does improve. Plus, small amounts add up, and having that small money stashed away is better than not having anything else at all. When creating your budget, treat saving as an expense that you have to pay. Make saving a priority by treating it like payment that you can't skip and including it to your budget. No matter how big or small the amount is, start saving. Number six is you don't have a saving goal. You can't save money because you don't have a specific goal to work towards. Having a goal and something concrete that your saving will go towards gives you a start point to make a plan to reach that goal. It also makes it easy to see the small amounts do add up. Being able to track your progress and see yourself getting closer to reaching your goal receives a motivation and encouragement. Come up with a specific number that you want to save and a deadline of reaching that amount. If you have a specific need or purchase that you are saving for and can tie to this goal, that even better. From there, break a goal down in smaller steps and plan out how much you need to save from each paycheck to achieve your goal by the deadline. Be sure to track your progress to see if you're on target to hit your goal. Number seven, you can't save money because you don't have an emergency fund. Unexpected expenses are inevitable if you aren't prepared for them. They will eat up any money that you plan to save, or you'll end up charging the expenses to credit cards and taking on more debt, throwing you into debt cycle mentioned earlier. As an emergency fund will keep you from falling off track when something unexpected pops up. If you're wondering why you can't save money, it may be because you don't have a safety net to cover expenses that you know will come eventually. Having emergency fund saving is in place for this situation to make it easier to save money for other reasons. It is recommended that you at least have to save 3 to 6 months worth of your expense saved in case of emergency. But even if you don't have 3 to 6 months saved up yet, it is still good to set aside some money to help offset emergencies. Make it a goal to save your first 1,000 rupees and build from there. Number eight, you're paying your subscription that you don't use. Subscription services are great if you find value in and actually use them. They're not so great if you're assigned up for them and forgotten about and don't use them, and you're wasting money that you could be saving each month. When you can't save money and you need to able to do it quickly, This is one of the easiest thing that you can modify. Go through your bank accounts or credit card statements and make a list of subscriptions that you have paying for. Cancel all the subscriptions and things that you no longer find value in, and things that you may no longer even realize that you are still paying for. Depending on how your subscription services you have, this has the potential to save you a nice chunk of money, right? And even negotiate some of your other bills to find more savings. Coming to number 9 is you are an impulse shopper. Another reason you can't save money is that spending on things that you don't really want or need. Treating yourself is nice, but excessive impulse spending is taking away from money that you could be saving. Especially if you are purchasing things that you don't need and just end up just collecting dust. When you feel like making money, take some time to think about it before spending impulsively. Give yourself a date or two to click it over and determine if you really want to make that purchase. Mistakes wants to needs in a common issue. Mistaking wants for needs is a common issue, and when having trouble saving, this is a great area to begin cutting back. Number 10 is you aren't paying yourself first. If you find yourself asking why can't I save money but aren't paying yourself first, then that's a big reason why you can't save money. Saving money isn't first spending in a cheat code. Is being able to increase your saving consistently. Often saving is left for last, and you end up only saving what is left over after expenses and spending. Paying yourself first prevents this. Setting aside saving from anything else ensure that you don't spend all the money in that area. Once you have created a budget, you will know exactly how much money is needed to cover your expenses. After making sure your expenses are covered, you can determine how much you can afford to save. Whether you receive income, set aside saving first. Rather than spending first and then saving what's left, save first and then spend what's left. Change your habits and start saving now. To learn more about money and money management, please join my Facebook group Money Mindset Hub, and go to www.facebook.com/groups/Satish Kumbhar and join the community as soon as possible. And hopefully you have recognized some reasons why you can't save money and discovered tips for how to start saving consistently. Although a simple concept, the application an act of saving can be difficult. Recognize and assess why you can't save money. Use these tips to change your habits and start saving money today. If you love this episode, then please share this episode to someone whom you know and someone whom you love. And I'll leave you the same way I leave after every episode. Make your mission to make someone else's day better. Appreciate and hope you have an amazing day. This is Satish Kumbhar signing out. Until we meet again. Thank you. Bye-bye.